It's your number one holistic homie here, Shauna G, back with a brand new episode of the Holistic Homie Podcast. And I must say, I'm super excited to be here on this Good Friday the 13th. And I'm just so grateful, y'all. So first and foremost, shout out to everybody that's been hitting me up, DMing me, texting me, calling me, just holding me accountable for this episode. I had to take some time off to really like pour into myself. And so everyone who's just been, you know, when are you coming back? When are you going to do another episode? I so appreciate you guys because, you know, little do you know, it's been really encouraging and it's just been making me feel like I've been doing something right in helping you guys on your journey. So shout out to all y'all. Shout out to all my listeners, all of my listeners. My listeners overseas. I think that's really dope that I've been able to reach beyond the U.S. So shout out to y'all, man, for encouraging me, pouring into me, loving on me, and appreciating me. I love you guys for that. So thank you, and I love you back. Oh, man. But yeah, you guys, it's been a journey. This whole year has been full of peaks and valleys. And through all of it, I've really just been appreciating the good that has come out of it. You know, oftentimes we look at situations when they're not as ideal as we would like them to be, and we are very hard on ourselves. I know I am definitely hard on myself. And one of the things that I'm learning to do is just take something, like the smallest thing that you can take out of a not so great situation, and try to meditate on something you can grow from that situation. Don't always take it as, well, I'm being punished, or damn, this is just really jacked up. Like, let's learn something out of everything that we go through, no matter how good, hell, no matter how great, you know. Always take it as a learning curve. You know what I mean? Because I feel like it can create a feeling of gratitude when we do that, when we sit and we look at the bigger picture of things and not just be so surface with all of our circumstances. So I'm learning how to do that. I'm learning how to do that more and just not be so down and out with certain things. So I'm beyond grateful, y'all. I'm in this season, in this state of just gratitude, just being grateful. And it makes days so much better sometimes when you're at a low, you know. And when we sit with ourselves, sometimes it can be hard to really focus on things that we're grateful for because our minds are so bogged down and clouded with the 1,025,000 things that we either have to do for ourselves, for our household, for other people, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what kind of brought me to this episode, to be honest with y'all. So I feel like a lot of us are unable to sit with ourselves because a lot of us on the real, we really don't like ourselves. And so that brought me to my question. Now, for my listeners who've been, you know, rocking with me for a little minute, you know that I love to always kind of start off with the question. So basically, the question that I have for this episode is, do you really, truly like yourself? Like, do you like the person that you are? You know, and I really want to know how many of us can really be real with ourselves enough to know if you like the person that you are. Like, if you really look in the mirror and be like, you know what, I like you. You know, and it's crazy, we can do that with other people, but can we really do that with ourselves? And I say this because I feel like liking ourselves, it sparks the match for loving ourselves. You know, we always talk about self-love, self-love, but like, okay, let's start with self-like. You know, do you like yourself enough to kind of just sit with yourself and enjoy those moments when you're by yourself. You know, I was the type of person, whenever I would have a moment to just be by myself, or I found myself by myself, I would kind of look for excuses to call other people. Okay, well, you know, I'm by myself. Let me call such and such to see what she's doing. Let's see if such and such wants to go here and do X, Y, and Z or whatever, whatever. And it's like, man, sometimes it would work out. Sometimes I would make full plans and, you know, hang out with a friend, go here and do that. And by the end of it all, I'm like, damn, I'm tired. I ain't have no time to myself. But it's like, in actuality, you really did. But you kind of robbed yourself of that because you didn't want to sit with yourself and just love on you for a little bit, you know? And again, that's what brought me to this question. How many of us can be real enough to say whether we like ourselves? You know, a lot of us don't want to really face ourselves a lot of times. You know, we don't want to sit with our flaws or sit and maybe be with our quote unquote mistakes. You know, we're really hard on ourselves. We don't give ourselves enough grace sometimes. And that's really important when you're on your journey, no matter how far along you've come or how much more you got to go. It's important to really get to know yourself. I say this all the time to people I come across that are dealing with things they might not have gotten over. You are not your mistakes. Okay? You are not your mistakes. And I don't know who needed to hear that, but you are not your mistakes. I don't even like to call them mistakes sometimes. I'm just like, you know, you hit a little learning curve. But again, let me play devil's advocate, right? Because we can't get to the highest version of ourselves if we aren't holding ourselves accountable. That was like my word of the year for a very long time, accountability. I feel like it's important to remember mistakes, right? As much as we would love to go back in the past, rewrite them, redo them, you know, whatever. We can't go back and get them. We can't go back and redo them. Right? We can only move forward. We can't go back and get yesterday. So always remember, right, when you're sitting with yourself, when you happen to find yourself practicing a meditation, mindfulness, and just, you know, enjoying those quiet moments, always remember that you are not your mistakes. And don't let your mind lie to you by going back and replaying old memories in your head about what you shoulda, coulda, woulda did. As long as you take a lesson from out of these situations, you're always gonna, you know, you're always gonna grow a little bit. You know, that 1% rule, just 1% better than yesterday is still growth. And never let anyone distract you from your growth, from your journey, what you're doing. Because your journey is not going to look like your neighbor's. Your journey is not going to look like your friend's journey. You know, sit with yourself and love on yourself. It's okay to be by yourself sometimes. You know, a lot of us, for some reason, it freaks us out. Like, damn, I really got to sit by myself with myself. And it's like, hell, why not? Now, I might be a little biased, right? Because I'm an introvert. I am a true introvert. I travel by myself. I'll go to the movies by myself. I'm quick to do any and everything by myself. Trust and believe, right? And a lot of times I'll find myself stepping out of my own comfort zone a little bit. Now, mind you, how do I say this? I've never been the most social person, and it doesn't scare me to come out of my comfort zone, right? I know myself. I know what I'm willing to try and what I'm not willing to try. You know, I know what makes sense. But I feel like when we sit with ourselves, we get to know ourselves on a whole deeper level, right? And when we're by ourselves, we'll find little, maybe random new things that you didn't know that you like, that you're maybe willing to try without the group, without the influence of others. You know what I mean? Me just taking myself out on dates and things like that, I'll be intentional with it. Like, I'll get dressed, right? Maybe take myself out to a movie, take myself out to go eat, right? As if I'm going out with someone. But nah, I'm being purposeful. I don't even know if that's a word, but we're going to go with it. A purposeful, intentional. I'm being intentional about just spending time with myself. You know, we do a lot for other people. We do a lot for other people. We get dressed up for folks. We put on a face, honey. We get real snazzy for other folks. And I'm just like, why not put that effort into pouring into you? You know, and a lot of times it's not even appreciated when we do all this for other folks. You get dressed like to a T. You think you fly as hell. And then, you know, you come across somebody, oh, girl, why you do that to your hair? Oh, I don't like that outfit. I ain't crazy about that. Maybe you should have wore this in there. And you like, I really just stepped out and I don't even come out all for you to just critique me from head to toe. Now you're feeling some kind of way, see? And you're human. You're allowed to feel that way. But why not use that energy, right? That same intentional mindset and pour into you. Get dressed up for you, right? We always say, well, I'm not worried about what other people say. I'm not worried about what other people think. But are you? Are you? A lot of people don't realize that folks will act like they fucking with you and they really don't fuck with you. People will really pretend to rock with you because a lot of times what you don't realize, you attract people who you don't even realize are looking. They pretend not to see you, but honey, that light, that divine energy, that divine substance that you have within you, when you actually own it, you're going to attract people that you didn't even see. You didn't even realize they saw you. And I feel like it all starts with you liking yourself enough to love yourself. It's baby steps, you know? What I've realized too is that a lot of the most confident people that I've come across, they don't even damn love themselves. They really don't. You know, they have a mean poker face, but a lot of them really don't even love themselves. So they can't really begin to love others. And that's why it's really important for you, especially if you've been through like trauma, if you've been through hurt, it's really important for you to spend time with yourself for a while before, you know, jumping into these serious relationships and things like that. It's important for you to pour into you, because I tell people all the time, you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't give love if you don't have love. You can't give what you don't have. So it starts with that self-like. Liking yourself, looking in the mirror and be like, you know, I like the person I am today. I like the person that I am, period. I don't give a damn who don't like me. I wake up to this every day. You might not even like yourself. So why would I care if you don't like me? I really think as a collective, we should practice more positive self-talk. We really should, you know. We gas people up all the time. We give them compliments day in and day out. You know, we always talk about things that we like. But like, why not gas yourself up? What's wrong with that? Like, what is so wrong with paying yourself a compliment or three or four? What's wrong with waking up, getting in the mirror, you know, washing your face or whatever you do in the morning, whatever your morning ritual is, right? And just pouring into you, giving yourself some props, you know? I would love, as a collective, for us to really be intentional with that. You know, we have a ton of good things to say about other people in our lives, and we give other people praise, we give other things praise. And sometimes, as good of things as we're saying about these other people and things, that sometimes takes away from us. Because again, you can't give out what you don't have. You can't pour from an empty cup. So it's okay to pay yourself compliments. It's okay to love on you. It's okay to be selfish. Right? I think, and especially with us being women, you know, we're moms, we're friends. We wear a lot of hats, ladies, okay? And me as a mom especially, I would feel so bad for just doing things for me, right? That would help me feel good about myself. I went through a whole phase where I was just really down and out on myself. I would feel guilty for just getting out the house for just a little bit, just to do something to make me smile. Do something to kind of like lift my mood. I would really feel bad about that. And I had to remember who I was before I was a mom. Right? I'm still Shauna at the end of the day. I'm just Shauna with two kids. You know, we get lost in titles. We get lost in this world. You know, we sometimes tend to lose ourselves. Sometimes on our healing journey, we lose ourselves because we'll attach ourselves to things that help us forget about hurt. Or we'll lose ourselves in people who help us forget about hurt. These trauma bonds, man, they are no joke. Let me tell you, been there, done that, got a t-shirt, and I don't wear that shit, okay? With that, I just really want to encourage all of my listeners, my soul family, all of my homies to really love on you, like you, look in the mirror every single day and like who you are. If don't nobody else tell you that they like you, be the first one to tell yourself that. Right? Own who you are. Flaws and all. Right? Because a lot of folks put on this facade like they're at their best every single day, and they hurting like hell on the inside because they numb themselves. They numb themselves to a lot of shit, y'all. So with that, let's really learn to like the people that we are. Right? Let's learn to like the people that we are. Period. Like, you have flaws. You as perfectly as you were made, you have flaws, and that's okay. That's okay. That's what makes you beautiful. Your flaws. Sorry. If we was all the same, this would be a very boring ass world. It really would be. Embrace your flaws. Grow from them. Don't let that be a hindrance to your ascension. Grow from them. It's all right to fall down and scrape your knee, bump your head, or whatever. It's not okay to stay there, right? So like yourself in spite of your flaws, what you consider flaws, because I noticed that a lot of the things that I consider flaws, people loved. Like, I hated the fact that I had a long neck, okay? I hated the fact that I had a long neck. It just made me very self-conscious. I hated the fact that I had broad shoulders. Now, man, people love that about me. They really do admire that. Like, I don't know. I guess it grew on folks. Because I got picked on like hell as a kid. But all in all, I learned to embrace that about myself. And I love it. Flaws and all, I'm me. I walk in it. I own it every day. And when you own that, you begin to shine from the inside out. You illuminate any room you step in when you like yourself. Right? Because I feel like that is the seed that sprouts that self-love. And then you're able to love others because now you have that within. So now you can pour into someone else because your cup is full. So as a collective soul family, let's like ourselves. Let that be the first thing that you tell yourself every day when you start your day off. Start it off with positivity coming from you. And let everything else that everyone says that's positive, let that be an add-on. So like yourself so you can love yourself and be the highest version of yourself. So family, I love y'all so much. Thank you for rocking with me. And be sure to tune in for the next episode of the Holistic Homie Podcast. Love you so, so much. Shout out to everyone who's listening. New family members, new soul family members. I love you guys. Happy healing, y'all. Peace.